Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. It's time for you to grab that favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's hear what kind of divine messages we are going to get for today. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. So now it's time for you to learn about the magical DC love.
Good morning, Barbara. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. This is the magical DC love.
It's so nice to connect again, Barbara.
Yes.
Hi, everyone. I'd like to tell you a little bit about me. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a healer, empath, Reiki master, as well as being a Reiki teacher, and as you know, a radio show host. And I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, and then every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. She and I connected when she was in a coma. At that time, she threatened me, and we've been together ever since. It took me quite a while to realize it really was a divine connection that I had with Joan. Joan left this beautiful door open, and others, you know, from the other side have walked through it. It has given me access to the most ironic yet fascinating mixture of divine source as well. It has provided me with the ability to relate and to work with a wide variety of people. And prior to these life-changing experiences, my work background had been in law enforcement. But I've hung up my 357, and I now offer angelic love to serve and protect. I have come to know that love is what I am, but more importantly, love is what we all are. And that is the force that I now belong to, as well as being the backbone in my current journey of service. Greetings and good morning, everyone, from the magical DC love.
Thank you, DC. And I am Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, a conscious channel, a speaker, an author, and a spiritual healer. I help people step into their power, purpose, and self-confidence. When they work with me, they gain clarity and understanding about their past choices and their future opportunities. This helps them to let go of their habits, fears, and limitations so that they are no longer living stuck in problems. Now they are living in solutions and manifesting their dreams as they embrace self-love and self-acceptance. I always stand in the energy of unconditional love with everyone that I work with, and a session with me is a safe place where nothing is judged, giving everyone the freedom to be. You can learn more about DC Love or myself by going to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of that page and you'll see Learn More buttons. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that's one of the ways that you can connect with her. My Learn More button will take you to more information about me. But feel free to look around that website. There's lots of interesting stuff there that you might just find resonates with what you're looking for. Okay, now it's time for us to hear the messages. So, DC, what do you have for us?
Barbara, I'm going to start off by reading a very small little prayer. It's entitled Prayer for Releasing Fears and Worries, and it was written by Rachel Cooley, ATP. Dear God, angels and archangels, I call upon you now to please surround me with your love, light, and blessings in this moment. Please release from me all my fears, worries, and concerns that do not serve me right now. Please replace them with your healing, your love, light, protection, and blessings. Thank you so much. I am so grateful. Amen. And the next message I have is a little bit about the angels. Angels are always near and they're ready to assist us. The angels of love surround you right now and wrap you in their heavenly embrace. They ask that we start each day with love and we end each day with peace in our heart. Elevate your thoughts and you will elevate your life. Embrace love. It's a natural state of being. In this life, we cannot do great things, but we can do small things with great love. We are not called by God to be extraordinary. And we don't have to do extraordinary things, only the ordinary things with extraordinary love. To love someone is to show them their beauty, importance, and value. Never stop believing in yourself. See the beauty above as well as the beauty within. May your beauty shine like the stars that light up the sky and bring brightness to all of your days. Each day is a new beginning with God. Let go of what did not work yesterday. Your past does not define you. Focus on the present. Go forward with a heart filled with faith, embracing today and a whole new light. Live the life you are meant to live. Never let go of your dreams, and do not worry about tomorrow, because tomorrow will worry for itself. Allow your divine spark to burn brightly within your heart today, serving as a source of God's love. Live each day in love for others. Live each day to the fullest. And don't worry, and don't let worry ruin your day. Each day, appreciate the gifts of being alive. Appreciate the person that you've become, and give thanks to the Lord above, and know that He is taking care of you. Thank Him for all the blessings in your life, and allow His love to be the center of everything that you do. His love for us is so infinite and pure. Loving God with our whole heart is the key to everything in life. Start each day with a grateful heart, and don't forget, with God by your side. Trust that He is more than what you can see. Walk by faith and not by sight. Put your hand in His hand, knowing those who have faith in God always reach their destination. And remember, you never have to walk in fear because you are led by love. And another little message is, please don't let negative thoughts have control over your destiny. Stop them before they grow. Fill your life with positivity. The less you respond to negativity, the more peaceful you become. Let go of anything that steals your joy. Return to the path of inner peace, knowing that what you think, you become. Your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. Focus within and connect with your inner self. Right now, at this moment in time, your inner world has the power to transform your life. Connect within. When you do that, it brings understanding and purpose. God dwells within you. Allow His light to shine through your eyes. Honor yourself. Your life is a miracle. So if God is within you, how can you fail? The spirit within is so much more powerful than the spirit that lives in the world. God has put a toolbox within that has everything you need in it to fulfill your destiny. Create yourself through the power of God. And you have been given unique abilities and talents. So use your gifts to serve others. Believe in yourself and shine brightly. And don't wait for things to happen. Make them happen. Keep those promises that you've made to yourself. Close your eyes and breathe. Uncover your purpose. Fill the goals and create steps to make them happen. Reveal that inner truth and the magic in your life. You can live, you know, your life in two ways. One is though nothing's a miracle, but the other is if everything is a miracle. Those who don't believe in magic are never going to find, they're never going to find it. But you've got to realize the world is a magical place where you get to decide what happens next. Now it's time to make your wishes and your dreams come true. The future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. And Jesus is going to be with you every step of the way. And Barbara, when I go on Facebook in the morning, the first thing that I like to do is I like to see, you know, who has a birthday, because you see like a little, it's like a little birthday cupcake or something next to their name. And I just like to, you know, try to reach out to, you know, all my Facebook friends and wish them a happy birthday. So with that being said, the angels wanted me to read, you know, what I was guided to channel quite a while ago. Live every day like it's your birthday. Live every day like it's your destiny. It's up to you to live your truth. Live every day like it's your first. Make a wish, blow out the candles. The present is a gift, and dare to take that risk. It's time to feel special. Celebrate just, you know, who you are. And then reflect on the year behind as well as the year ahead of you. We should take time to feel special and reflect every day. Why do you have to wait for that one day each year to live life to the fullest? It's crazy. You can get started right now. We should take a break from our busy lives and recognize someone for being that special someone that he or she is. There are so many little things that we can do to make other people feel special. And, you know, on any given day, not just on their birthday. And we could do the same for ourselves. So don't forget, treat yourself to something nice. It could be as simple as an afternoon nap, a walk in the park, or how about putting a little bit of sprinkles in your yogurt? All right, everyone, make that, you know, make every day that special day. And that's what I have, Barbara.
Thank you, DC.
Thank you.
Okay. And here is what Jesus wants to say to us right now. My beloveds, we want you to know that this really is your life. We know that you have been taught by so many different people that things happen, things are beyond your control, your life is being run by government or your parents or some institution that's making up rules and regulations that you must live by because you don't have any power. And we want you to know that that's not true. You have power. Remember that the Creator is within each of you. Each of you. There are none of you that do not have the Creator within you. And therefore, you have the power of the Creator within you. So there is no one who is weak and defenseless and all alone, because you have the Creator within you. You've just never been taught to live with the Creator within you. You've never been taught how to create your own life, how to recognize that you have power, how to know that you deserve whatever it is that your heart is desiring in your life. We want you to let this be a year of transformation for you. Let yourself learn the truth of who you are. Let yourself start creating with the energy of the Creator, which is within you. Let yourself let go of those old beliefs, the doubts, the fears, the anger, all of that negativity, because you don't need it and you don't need to carry it any further in your life. And start allowing your life to be filled with love and beauty and kindness and compassion and joy and abundance, unlimited abundance, abundance of anything and everything you desire. Stop putting limits on your life. Open up to receiving. It is your time to live, to truly live, and to enjoy living. And we know that for some of you, this is a rather big request. But that's okay, because we know you can do it. We know that the Creator is within you. And when you work with the Creator, all things are possible. And we do mean all things. So you don't need to limit your life yourself. You don't need to limit anything. It's time to open up to the truth of who you are. It's time to open up to your life. It's time to open up to your creations. So instead of creating some little life where you are miserable and sad and lonely and a thousand other things are wrong, let all of that go. And start transforming your life into something beautiful, because that is one of your options. And it is there for you. You, each and every one of you. There are no exceptions. God does not play favorites. Everyone has the same opportunities. Everyone has the Creator within them. Everyone gets to make their choices. So we encourage you to make your choices and to choose a beautiful life. And of course, we are here to help you. So if you have questions, ask us. If you need guidance, ask. If you need help, ask. Whatever you need, ask, and we will guide you to whatever it is that is going to bring you the solutions, the understanding, the clarity, the love. It's all here for you. We are here for you, and it is time for you to be here for you. You are loved. You are always loved. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
Thank you, Barbara. That was awesome.
Ah, yes, it was. And it felt wonderful. Okay. We are at the time in the show where we take callers and people in the chat room. And unfortunately, I cannot get the computer to show me the chat room today.
Oh, goodness. One of those days again. That's okay. We're just
really
going to go with not worry about it and go with the flow. Right, Barbara?
Yes. And actually, I don't have any callers today either.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's kind of something.
So I don't know if this is supposed to be a really short show today or what the deal is. It's like, okay, I don't know what's happening, and I'm just leaving
in the
form of the angels.
Yes.
So
we've got... Well, you know what? I have St. Anthony coming in, Barbara, and there's a little, it sort of sounds like a little chant like that a child would say, Tony, Tony, rally round, something's lost and must be found. And Ginger is saying, Tony, where's all the callers? Lost our Blog Talk connection, Tony? Ginger's saying she's good, Barbara, but she's not that good yet, you know? So she's asking St. Anthony, if there's anybody that's trying to connect with us, she's asking St. Anthony to really, you know, come in and help. Because he could help with anything that we've lost. It could be an item that you love. It could be like a piece of jewelry. And sometimes she's saying it could even be if you're losing faith, you know, you can call upon St. Anthony. And St. Anthony will be
there.
It works.
It works because we do have a caller now.
Oh, St. Anthony, thank you. Okay. And you're saying, pause up, Barbara, Auntie Barbara. Okay.
Okay. We are going to go to the caller from area code 732.
Good morning, ladies. Happy New Year. This is Caroline calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Caroline. How are you today?
I'm great, ladies. Well, hopefully you were well. The new year is starting out really quick, isn't it? It's already mid-month. What happened?
It's crazy.
I know.
It's just speeding up, you know. So I guess we get to our destination and our finished destination at a quicker pace. or manifesting quicker, right?
That's true.
Well, you know what, Caroline, speaking of manifesting quicker, you actually have the angel of manifesting right here now, just for you.
Oh my gosh, I love...
And she's saying, Caroline, there is nothing that is impossible. You know, connect with me, we'll put our minds together. And right at this very moment, you've been given a little bit extra energy, and there's extra support. I see an entourage of angels around you, and they're going to help you to manifest your dreams. So they could quickly be manifested into your reality.
Oh, my. I've been every day, throughout the day, before I go to bed, when I wake up, that's all I do is ask for help, my angel of God.
Hey.
Only because I want...
Well, you know what? That's half of the equation, but the other half is you've got to make sure that you're letting go. Once you choose to manifest something,
yes,
you've got to leave it out there, put that out to the universe, and, you know, you've got to let the universe do the other half. The angels know, you know, what you're wanting then, and you've got to be willing to give, like, hand it over to the universe, okay?
Yes, yeah. I'm very good at that, too. You know, I don't, like, just very lightly throughout the day.
Yeah.
Not that I question, you know, the power, you know, and their assistance.
Right.
Like, all right, it's not like you didn't listen to me the last time. I know, it's just organic,
right,
natural. When I do it, it's like, I need help with this. Can you give me the solution? And it's like, usually, you know, it's always about the same topic, you know, which is like work-related, you know, the business and stuff. So there's, like, always new questions that I have. And, yeah, I do ask. So then I said, okay, now I'll ask, is this what's in front of me? So that's the way, I work with them, you know, with my guides and the angels. Oh, my God, I love my angels.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And my parents, too, and my ancestors. I know, you know, you have that feeling, that inner knowing that, they're here because I hear the word, it's going to happen. You know, this is the year. You know, I hear these things, so I feel it. It's feeling it, not
beautiful.
Hearing it, feeling it.
Do you also keep a journal for me, like a manifestation journal? Because that would be helpful as well.
Yeah.
Every time you notice something that you thought, you know, like think about manifesting, just like write it in a journal, and then when it happens, you know, and just think, you can think back to the moment, oh, my gosh, like what was I feeling emotionally when I ask for something? And do you feel like any sensations in your body, Caroline, when you put your thoughts out there? Do you feel little angel bumps? They're like little glue
body of angel.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. And also
And you know what? Colors are important. You know, colors are important too. You know, sometimes what I find is if you're wearing a specific color, that color helps me to manifest a little bit more. If it's a bright, beautiful color.
Yeah. You know, it depends. Like in the summertime, I love my yellows and my bright colors, right? And then my pinks, that's my favorite. And at one time, red was my favorite color. No, I'll say half of my life, red was my favorite color. But now I
love
pink. I love my pinks. If you give me pinks, I'll be really happy. And you could, like, little lavender in it. I'm into
that. Beautiful.
Even the house.
Beautiful.
And yellow.
Uh-huh.
I love that.
Yellow is very powerful. I mean, if you know, that's like your solar plexus area. And that's, you know, you can even like look to the sun and just breathe in that beautiful yellow color. And it helps you to stand in your power.
I love the sun. Yeah. I look out the window, you know, if you can't get out, because now, you know, I'm on the East Coast. You're probably on the East Coast as well. You can't get out.
I am. I'm in Pennsylvania. I'm on the East Coast, but I still like to look out my patio doors and I suck up that sunshine.
Breathe it in.
And
I go out to throw the garbage out or recycling. I stay outside and I actually say, oh my gosh, I'm missing out on oxygen, you know, because the house, you know, it's not the same as the outside air. So in the wintertime.
Oh, the air, yep. But you know, you can't breathe in too deeply when it's really cold, Caroline. I know, I to cough if I breathe it in like too deeply when it's really cold here.
Yeah, over here too is really. I even caught the flu. I never caught anything like that, but it was a friend of mine who took an airline a flight, you know, business trip, came back with the flu, and of course comes by, we're having coffee, and as soon as he left, my throat. It was that sign. I was so sick for like two and a half weeks. I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to die.
We're so thankful you're here with us today, Caroline.
Big baby, by the way. I was just kidding. I'm a big baby, you know.
Okay. So is there a specific area of interest that, you know, you had in mind for today?
Yeah, it's about my, you know, like I have a couple of things in my business, little startups, you know, that I want to do, and I want to expand. So I have the live events, and I like to know on that, and now I have a new thing, which is like an online, let's just say, I came up with my own invention. You know, I know there's teleconferencing out there, but I'm doing something different. So how am I going to do this online thing? How is that going to pan? What do you see for this online project?
The first thing, Caroline, I'm getting is just visualize it the way that you want to be, okay? And I'm getting, you know, like that online is considered to be home-based, and that's what the angels were going to tell you about, so you're really, like, listening to your angels.
Yes.
And I'm getting it's going to be very profitable, okay?
Good, yes.
You must be listening to your angels. And with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Barbara?
Okay. Here is what Jesus, that's his name. That's what he wants. This is what he wants to say to you.
Okay, thank you.
My beloved, we ask that you make a small change in how you are speaking to your guidance. Instead of asking for what it is that you want, what it is that you're concerned about, what it is that you're curious about, we want you to start thanking. So if there is something that you're wondering about, then instead of asking, say, thank you for bringing me the information I need to do whatever it is that I'm doing. Thank you for the insights. Thank you for the assistance. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for being there for me. Make it thank you every time. Because when you're asking, you're in the energy of I don't have it. And we want you to get out of that energy. So when you are thanking, you are in the energy of it's already happened. It's already here for me. Thank you so much. And that allows you to move forward in your life even more quickly. because it is putting you in that energy that says that, yes, I have it. I may not see it right in front of me, but I know that I have it. It is putting you in the energy of all things are possible so that you can create. You can create anything, including the things that you're not sure that you can create. We want you to approach everything with the attitude of gratitude that it has already happened. It is already a success. It's already there for you. That lets your whole life move forward much more quickly, and it allows you to open up to more love, to receiving more, to knowing that you deserve. This will be a small change in some ways, and it will be a huge change in other ways. You are at that point in your existence where you are ready to move to much higher levels. And so approaching everything with that gratitude, with that thank you for bringing this into my life, will take you to those higher levels even faster. And we see great things ahead for you. So open up to being grateful, to saying thank you. Let go of the idea that you need to ask, you need to get permission, you need to beg, whatever it was that you used to believe. Let that go. It's all about recognizing that you deserve, and it's okay for you to say thank you. We love you. Okay, that's what he wanted to share.
You are welcome. Well, any like specifics? It's in regards to the financial side of things, and you know, when you have a startup, you have to get backing. You know, so do you see a backer for this project? Is it male, female?
I'm seeing energy, actually, so I don't know if it's male or female.
Okay.
And I'm hearing that you may want to take time out several times throughout every day and just say, thank you for bringing me a backer for this project.
Yeah, I always, you know, that's one thing I am. I'm very grateful, always.
Yeah.
It comes together. I don't know. I'm very spiritual. So I know that, you know, I'm very thankful, you know. I'm thankful to be alive, you know, like having a second career. So it's all, you know, part of being spiritual as well, you know. And
yeah.
I never forget to say thank you, never, you know. So it's really, you know, it goes hand in hand, you know. You may ask for something, but then you say thank you for anything that, you know, or everything that comes my way and all involved. So that's another, you know, he involved the whole world.
Okay.
Cause in the end.
Well,
he just wants
you to make sure that you stop asking and you just say thank you.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Barbara.
Let's see if there's anything else that he wants to say. They're just showing me this energy, and it's not a person. So there's this energy that's waiting to bring you the backing. And of course they're not going to tell me exactly when this is going to happen, because they just say soon, and that's exactly what they said, soon. So it's going to happen soon. And they're showing me you surrounded by this beautiful light that's emanating from your body, that's going out there into the world, that's bringing all of this stuff back to you. It's like you've got these golden cords of energy going out and bringing the people and whatever it is you need back into your life. So you are emanating this energy that is creating what you desire. So the more you say thank you, the stronger your light becomes. And that's
what
they're showing.
I'm also getting, you know what, Jesus is coming in and saying, Caroline, open your heart to love, because everything that you're desiring and every prayer that you seek comes as a result of opening your heart to both sending and receiving love. As we know, the heart is the, you know, the gateway of receptivity, and it's always the answer to every question, no matter what the question is. So the more that you allow yourself to love, you know, you're going to see that your life has more meaning. And Jesus and the other, you know, angels, ascended masters, the entire, you know, the divine is going to support you in this endeavor and in anything and everything else, and ensure you that you're protected and you're safe as you open your heart to love. So it's really going to help you to manifest. But I am getting that you need to strike a little bit more balance into your life, because I'm getting something is out of sync, hon, okay? So you've got to look and see, you know, where could I use balance? All righty? So between, you know, your personal life and your professional life, there's something that, like I said, maybe you're focusing more on, like, business right now, and you've got to, you know, think about, you know, having a proper balance. But I keep getting the word partnership. So I don't know if that's something that you considered.
Not a business partner, but, you know, I guess when you take on, you know, I don't.
Right, and I'm also getting there's going to be friends that are going to help you as well.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes, I'm getting friends. I don't know, are you expecting any kind of money? Because I'm seeing, like, money.
No, I'm not expecting.
Okay, well, just be open to money coming your way, because I am seeing, like, money around you. Okay?
Wow.
But you've got to, like I said, you've got to strike up a better balance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm just getting, you know, you're not grounded enough, too. You're not grounded. And the angels are saying, you can work smarter. You don't have to work harder. Barbara, can you help her with her balance? Like I said, she's really lopsided on the one side.
Mm. Okay, let's see how they want to do this. Okay, well, they're already sending in angels. Okay. So just take a couple of nice deep breaths. And this is what they're saying. There's more to life than you know. And it is okay for you to recognize that you deserve to have love in every aspect of your life. We know that sometimes you put your work ahead of everything else because you see the benefit that it has for others as well as for yourself. And we know that being of service is important to you. But make sure you are also of service to you. This is one of the reasons why we ask you to stop asking and to just say thank you, with the knowing that what you desire to create is being created, with the knowing that you are powerful, more powerful than you know, and that you deserve to have a wonderful life and to have every aspect of your life be wonderful. It's not just about work. It's not just about giving. It's that whole cycle of life. The receiving is just as important as the giving. And so we thank you for opening up to this expanded way of being, to opening up to having your life flow in every area, in every way, to opening up to allowing yourself to become all that you are meant to be. We love you. You are important. Don't ever forget that. And it's not just because of what you do. It's because of who you are.
Oh, thank you. Wow, that was beautiful.
And Caroline, as Barbara was giving you that beautiful reading, I see you in a very, very beautiful purple color. So I don't know if you like purple. I know you like lavender, but this looks a little bit deeper than lavender.
Mm-hmm.
And you're very confident, and you're climbing the ladder of success.
Aw, I love
and
that.
And you are going to, you know, you're going to be very successful, you know, with your self-employment is what the angels are showing me.
Yes.
Beautiful. So I don't know if you like, I don't know if you like purple. You could just bring something purple, like, into your work area.
Yeah.
And breathe in that beautiful color, because I really feel it's going to help with your, you know, creative side.
Oh.
It's going to give you confidence, and it's really going to help you.
Thank you. That sounds
creative,
yeah,
okay?
Colors. Yes, thank you. That's beautiful. Thank
well, wear
you.
The purple color, because I see you, like, you're standing there, and you're so confident. Oh, my goodness. You're a woman of authority, you know?
I've always been that way.
Okay, well, that's what I see. I'm glad that you're, you know, you're in sync there with your angels, and they must have been telling you, you know, wear these colors, because it's really helping you.
Thank you. Yeah, colors are very important to me, you know, even
yeah.
Feng Shui, and all, I love all that. You know, it's kind of balance, you know, what, you know, it kind of hits your heart. If I wear pink, I feel very, how to say, very beautiful, you know, very elegant and classy and
mm-hmm.
confidence, you know, brings you lots.
It's
you
a
know,
nice, it's a
you look pretty,
color.
And you know everybody's gonna look, you know, and it's that time that you want people to look at you, you know, you know, nothing,
definitely.
You know, no ego here, just fun. But I also like, I used to work on Wall Street, so I used to love the dark colors because everybody else was using the dark colors, but that was not me. So I used
uh-huh.
to balance with my golds, my yellows, and you know, then
yes.
that was not accepted. You know, because we're talking about Wall Street. I didn't care. You know, I just like, I am me. But I became very popular because of that, because of the colors I wore. I had no shame.
You want to stand in. You want to stand out and be the woman that you are, and that's awesome.
Beautiful. Thank you. That's so
thank
lovely.
You just
thank,
keep, you've got to, you know, keep doing that because you are, like I said, totally amazing.
Aw, you are too. Both of you
thank
are very
you.
Loving. You know, you're very, I mean, just extraordinary because I'm very,
thank
like,
you.
You know, like I keep on calling back throughout the year, you know, so
you
have this
I have to tell
energy.
You, though, I was a listener of Barbara's, and this, and I just was so hooked, she had me hypnotized.
Yes, she's very lovely.
I kept listening to the show, then I got the courage up to call in and get some guidance, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, this woman knows everything. So she's really helped me on my path quite a bit.
Yeah, she's very zen, and I listen to her even when you go on other. For a while, you were in Ken's show, Ken from,
uh-huh.
and that was very nice too. What's his name? Ken Morris.
Yes.
Spirit something show on Block Talk Radio at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So I remember you were there for a little while, and I said, "Oh, I know her because I've been following you for." A long time, Barbara. Long time. I mean, since I found Block Talk Radio, maybe 12. I don't know. I found you along the way. I didn't call because I wasn't the type to call. But now it's like, oh, it's okay to call.
Yes,
so
it is always.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, you're like
well, Barbara, I want you
mommy.
To give your website. Information too, because Barbara offers so many different things to help you on your spiritual journey.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's
Barbara.
Beautiful.
Oh, my website is it's divinelyguidedhealing.com. Yes, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
And there are lots of different things there, so, you know, if any of them appeal to you, Caroline, then by all means. Connect with me.
Thank you so much. Thank you
well,
for
thank
these
you.
Both readings. It's beautiful. You know, I mean, this is beautiful starting out the new year, and it's just like just positive stuff. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
It should be for everybody anyway. So
yes.
You both are very positive. Very
thank you.
You're very sweet. Zen yet sweet.
Try to keep that balance.
Well, yeah, well, that word, Zen Suite or something.
I go with the finger.
Yep.
like the Buddhist, you got to go with both fingers. Zen, yet sweet. And you turn your...
As you said that my dog Ginger was sitting in her yoga pose there, and she had her paws on her legs there doing the Zen.
She likes the energy. See? It's all positive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they
wonderful.
Feel things. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Denise. And sorry if I hogged up so much time. I'm certain there's other calls. Thank you so much. This has been a terrific reading, you know, and it just gives me, I don't know, it just like brings me up to another dimension every time I get positive.
Caroline,
stuff.
I'm hearing the song, Sweet Caroline, bum, bum, bum.
Teeny bopper.
I don't know if you like that song, but I hear it playing in my head.
Yeah, that song came out. I was 16 years old, a month before my birthday. It was in September when Neil kind of became really popular on the radio. And I have a sister and a brother, and I'm the middle child. I kept on telling them, and they're, you know, of course, you know, the siblings, you know, they don't like you anyway, no matter what. So then he really hit you when the song came out, and I said, Jack, that's my brother's name, Jack, that's my name. And then he said, yeah, sure. Yeah, move on, live on, you know. You remember that. You know, it's the 70s. So then my sister was younger. She was like very, I just say a little, you know, she's a baby, but she's a little insecure, a little jealous. So that became like horrific. No, there's no such thing as a song with your name on it. It was like she wanted to get my head off my neck. That's how they were. But then I kept on, and I said, no, maybe I'm confused. Maybe they're right. It took me 2 weeks, you know. And then one day I just said, I know that's my name. And I looked up, you know, like, you know, remember the 45s? And I said, oh, it's my birthday gift. So they said, you know, like my brother, my sister, then they kind of lived with it, you know. And they said, you're a show off. But I'm not, you know. The truth, you know, it's my name.
But the angels always, you know what, they always say, show yourself off, you know.
Yeah.
So you grab your 15 minutes of fame or whatever it is and just show yourself off. Don't be shy.
I was.
So you're doing
shy.
Everything you're supposed to, Caroline, and you know, I can hear the confidence when you speak, and that's awesome.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you, ladies. You're both very lovely and beautiful, by the way, inside and out, you know, because I see
thank
you
very much.
We appreciate it.
New Year.
And have a wonderful, amazing day.
That happened to both of you, by the way. Both of you, I'm a little, I'm going to give you the tinkles. I got the tinkles now. So both of you are going to step outside your comfort zone. That's what I feel. And Barbara, you're going to have to expand. You're going to have to come up with something new. And DC, you are very talented. You're public. I see what I'm saying. I'm giving you a reading. I see you're doing.
Well, you know,
public.
you're right on, because I just got that from another friend, to step out of my comfort zone. I got the same thing.
Oh, my God. And listen, I got the answer. You are going to do public speaking. But public speaking comes natural for you. You don't have to take a class. I'm going to go on.
My husband says I have diarrhea of the mouth.
Yeah, you get on stage. Get on through preparation, you know, because people, you know, if you don't have, you know, it gets boring, right? So you do the preparation. What do you want to discuss? What people, and what is it that people need nowadays? Hope, right? We all need
definitely.
Hope.
Everyone needs some hope, a glimmer of hope, yes.
And you are like, I got to say, not in a bad way, nothing bad. Tinkerbell. You remember Tinkerbell, like clang? You're like magic, Tinkerbell. Or a fairy. You remind me of a fairy. Your voice is very sweet.
Oh, thank you.
Come to you. People will want to see you the second time, third time around. Barbara, if I'm not mistaken, you have to come out. You're very quiet. I don't know what state you live in, but you need to get out of that. And you need, I don't know if you're in Florida, but there's a lot of spirituality. Oh, why Florida comes up. But Florida, a mega for spirituality as well. I don't know if you're there. But you need to come out as well. Come out as a closet, a spiritual closet.
Well, you know what? I think that's why Jesus put us together.
Florida.
Yeah. But Barbara, I think since we got together, my craziness and stuff has sort of brought you to a different level.
Good.
Honest to goodness, right, Barbara?
I see
like Lucy and Ethel
yeah.
moments, the two of us. Yeah. When we're together, it's like, oh my goodness.
That's good. So you could
mm-hmm.
bring magic.
Well,
you could bring magic
we'll
together.
We'll see how things change.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hey, you also could do online. You know, like if you want to practice, get yourself on Facebook and do like little readings for, you know, not too long or whatever you want to do. Do this on Facebook or YouTube and start that YouTube channel more than, I don't know, Facebook, it's like people, you don't get a notice, you know. I don't know, with YouTube, you get a notice immediately, you know, if they, you know, like tick that there's a little bell to get that notification. So I think you need to add that on. You know, both of you, because the face, you know, when they see you in person, you know, they see your face, your features, you know, the way you speak, it has a different energy, right? And then you get used to it. It's like public speaking. And then you do the same thing. You go on stage, and now you're ready. You know, you could look out in the audience, and you know, there's so many people. But it doesn't mean anything because you're already prepped up. You already have this experience. So both of you, I feel like you need to, a lot of psychics and a lot of spiritual, not to say coaches, they go on Facebook, but I don't know why I feel both of you should do both, but Google is nowadays more attention. People sometimes don't have, I don't have time for Facebook, you know. I don't have nothing on Facebook. Really don't have the time. But I feel like the other platform, Google, is much better, and there's new things coming up within the next year and a half. Google is going to go under. Well, I'll say under, but not under, you know, out of business, but it's going to have lots of competition. There's going to be, because we need it. But right now, Google is it, you know. I don't know. That's my suggestion. But that was a suggestion. That didn't come from spirit, but Google is like you get that on. You probably notice on your mail. You know, it's a link to your email, and right away you see that red dot. You know, live. You know, I love that. Facebook. It's not immediate. You know, comes later. I don't know why. Messenger is immediate, but I don't know about Facebook. But I don't know why. I like, not that I like prefer Google. It just, to me, it's business-wise, I think it's better. Because the other ones, people like, you know, I don't know. You can always go to Google while you're at work, but you can't go to Facebook because they don't let you. That's what I like.
Well, you know what, Caroline? I like what we're doing now because when you were talking or Barbara is talking, I end up, I'm munching away here. I put myself on mute, and then I eat things. Oh, my goodness. I'm a foodie, and I'm constantly eating, even through our shows.
That's good.
I'm always, like, grabbing something to eat in between readings, you know?
So, but
I'm happy with that's the one thing I have. Like, I'm a foodie, and I don't know. When I'm given readings, I get hungrier for some reason. And
well, I think, yeah, that's the energy, pouring out a lot of energy. I think that's normal.
Mm-hmm. So I put myself on mute, and I just eat away, you know, while Barbara's giving her beautiful readings and stuff. I'm just, like, munching away here.
Breakfast.
But that would not look pretty. That would not look pretty, like, to be seen just stuffing my face when someone else is doing a reading.
Well, thank you, Caroline, for all of the wonderful information, and I will definitely take all that to heart.
Yeah, she sounds like she's, you know what, you could organize other people, Caroline. I mean, you do a great job. You're very insightful.
Whenever my, I'm telling you, thank you, yes, whenever I have my friend, if he ever finishes this, it's teleconferencing. But you could go in there and set up your own, you know, like the way I want it in the future, not yet. The way I want it now is like you set up, and it's all, you know, my friend who's a web developer, he works for a major company. he doesn't really have time for me, but on weekends he works on it. But what I want to do is like have workshops. You just go in there and have the workshops, you know. But I do everything in the background, you know, at the beginning where, you know, you just show up, you know, like whoever is the instructor shows up, you know, and I even do the marketing. I'll send out not only to your people, but, you know, eventually when I have my own list, it's going to be like a central, like a central station where you could just come in, you know, and in the future I'd like to, you know, like anybody could just set up, you know, of course, I have to know where the person is and if we're in, you know, in the same page, but, you know, you can't just go in there, you know, so, you know, it's like in the contract and all that. So, you know, like you could go in there and set up your own anytime, 24/7. That's for the future. But for now, I want to still do the marketing. I want to be there for, you know, whoever, you know, holds the workshop or summit and live streaming. So let's just say I organize some kind of event. I'm going to live stream it. We can monetize it. So people that can come in to the semi, you know, let's just say concert or summit, I want to do both. You know, I also want to do for musicians that I choose. So, I, you know, if you know any children or as well, you know, I'd like to, I don't know, I've been told in the reading that I'm going to represent these young children. I have a grandson like that. These young children that are very, very, you know, talented, like 8, 9, 10 year olds, it doesn't matter. And I like to do, you know, live events, concerts, and I have a musician in France as well. But for now, I really want to do the live events and then live stream it as well, you know, so like that you could monetize it, you know, so a person can come in or a state or another country. Here we are, a live show. So that's what I want to do. So that's a lot of stuff, right? There's more stuff, but that's like the main, you know, what I really want to work on right now. So all of that takes money, and it takes, you know, the way I want to do things. You know, I came up with my own product, you know, for live streaming and all that. So I have my friend who was going to, you know, develop it, you know, do the, you know, I can't code. So he has to do all that stuff. And that's what, you know, maybe I'm a little impatient is that I already have this in my head for 3 years, you know, and he's too busy for me. But I feel like maybe along the way, somebody else will come along and help me out. That's another one. So if you have money, you have choices, right? Money, you know, because this is like a little bit of money. It's not just like 5,000, 20,000, it takes a lot more. So that's why I need a backer, you know. So that's that. I don't want to bore you, ladies. But I would love for you, the bottom line is, I would love for you to be going there, you know, and whenever I'm ready, I would certainly invite both of you, you know, so you can share, you know, your talent, you know, and share what, you know, you teach, you know, teaching. You know, not only webinars and reading, you could do your own, you could do readings through this as well. Isn't that nice?
Okay, I'm talking away, but I'm on mute, so you didn't hear me.
I thought I said, I know they're sleeping.
No, I was just muted. Well, that sounds wonderful, and we'll look forward to it. So, you know,
yeah.
keep us in the loop as far as what's happening.
I will. Thank you, ladies. Have a
beautiful... Oh, thank you, Caroline. It was a pleasure to connect with you today.
Beautiful. Okay, we'll talk soon.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye now.
Okay. And our next caller is from area code 678. Hi, who's this?
Hello. Hi, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
What can we do for you today?
Yes. I have an interview today at 3, and I wanted to see how you see it going or any pointers or just whatever you see around it today.
Okay. Kathy, this is DC. You've got to be a little bit more positive because I'm getting, you know, there's opportunities all around you, business opportunities, and I feel this could be really good, but you've got to make sure that you walk in with confidence, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and just the angel is saying be receptive and open-minded to these opportunities, and I'm getting, you know, like you're getting a job, and I see a lot of material prosperity around you, okay? So walk in there and really make sure that you've, you know, you sell yourself because I feel that you have what it takes. Okay, so just be a little bit more, like, you know, confident when you go in there. That's what the angels are showing me. And I'm getting, you know, your finances are improving, so don't worry so much. Because I feel like
okay. There's,
like, a little bit of anxiety and stress.
Yes, it's
and
a lot of anxiety and
just
stress.
Just affirm, you know, that you accept prosperity and abundance in your life, and you're going to see that it's all around you. Okay, so I'm just getting the angels are saying, you know, you are a little bit insecure. Keep your emotions in check. And you are going to get a beautiful new position, and it does improve your finances.
Will it be this position?
Are you going and like, get interviewed? Think of something that really fills you with joy. Get in that happy place before you, you know, you go in and you talk to whomever it is that's going to interview you, okay?
Okay.
But I'm seeing hearts in the sky, and I'm getting opportunities, offers. You're really, really, you know, you're really, really creative. You're really, really talented. You are skilled. I have to just ask, like, with this specific job, is this something that you're going to love to do?
I guess. And the reason why I go, I guess, I'm in accounting and finance. It's a controller/IT position, so it's a great hybrid between accounting and finance, which is great. I love what I do. It's just the people for me, so that's why I hesitated on your question.
And the way you said that, you answered a question for me because the money's going to come sooner by doing what you love. And
okay.
I see a big star in the sky, and it has your name on it, Kathy. It's coming down on you. So you have the universe behind you. And realize, you know, what you think you become. So just be confident in yourself. And before you go in there, like I said, think of something really, really joyful. And
okay.
I see you signing a contract, hon. And that's what I have. And just, you know, say thank you to the universe. Like Barbara had mentioned earlier, see it as if you already, you know, you already own it. You already have it. And just say thank you. Breathe deeply and then go in and be interviewed.
Okay.
Okay. And I like I said, I see a contract in front of you. Please don't worry so much. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. And
okay.
Thank you and good luck with your interview, hon.
Thank you.
Okay, Kathy, here's what Jesus wants to say to you. We want you to recognize what you are creating. And we say that because when you are feeling the anxiety, when you are thinking the thoughts that are creating the anxiety within you, all of that is your creation. It's all happening in your own head. It's not happening out in the real world. Nobody else is involved in it. It's all what you are creating within you, what you are living in that moment. You don't have to be in those kinds of thoughts. We'd like for you to open up to thinking about what you actually desire to experience and seeing it happen and being there now, even before it's happened. That way the thoughts that you are creating are thoughts that are going to bring joy and happiness and fulfillment and prosperity into your life instead of the anxiety, which brings stress and apprehension and all of these tightness and negativity into your life. You have the power to create your life the way you want it to be. So we want you to make that switch and start creating what you desire and start being thankful that it is part of your life, because it is. And if you find yourself having the anxiety or the worry, immediately stop it. Let it go. Recognize that that's all happening in your own mind. And you don't have to think that. It's your mind. You decide what you think. We see that when you are in the energy of being the creator that you are and allowing the things that you desire to come into your life, the transformation will be beautiful. You will be so happy, and you will be fulfilled, and you will be doing the work that you love with people that you enjoy being with. We see it all coming together and becoming something even more than you've ever imagined. That is what you can have in your life. It's up to you what it is you create. Know that, accept that, and live that. You are powerful. And you do deserve the very best. Okay, that's what he wanted to tell you.
Okay, with the anxiety part, how do you not have anxiety when it's like, I hear what you say, but in the realistic sense, when you need a job and you need a job yesterday and you have to make a mortgage payment by the end of the month or you're totally screwed at this point, how do you not have anxiety?
Look at it in a different way. I understand that. And if you started looking at it with the gratitude, if you started saying, thank you so much for bringing me what I need to pay the mortgage, or for handling this situation so that it's not critical, for guiding me to the perfect job, the perfect place to be. Thank you for making my life so much better. If you are looking at it from the thank you for what is coming into my life, instead of looking at, oh my gosh, I don't have, that's the difference. It's opening up to allowing things to come to you. Because if you are focusing on what you don't have and all of the anxiety and all of the negativity, then you are actually creating more of that. And that's not what you want. So if you switch over to the thank you for changing my life, for bringing me what I need, for bringing me the money that I need, for bringing me the job that I need, and just stay in that energy, then you are opening up to having what you are looking for because you are willing to accept it.
I guess I'll never just understand, because I think it's because it's my background and how my brain is wired to, because I'm very analytical and I'm a realistic type individual. I have 13 days to make a payment. If I actually got this job today, I won't start in 13 days. So that's where it's just, I try to stay in gratitude and, you know, thinking positive, but you have to be real about your situation too. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I get caught
in
that
middle piece. I do know what you're saying. And, you know, that whole idea about being real, about being realistic, that was actually stuff that we were taught. That's not actually the truth. There are people who their reality is that everything that they want, everything that they need is always going to be there for them. That's their reality. So your reality doesn't have to be about not having. Your reality can be about having everything work out perfectly. Reality is a choice, and you choose what is real for you. We tend to choose the negative things in life as being real, That's what we're taught. That's what we see every day. That's what we're shown on the news. We hear it over and over and over and over, and so we think that that is the way it is. But it's not. Not if you choose to have it be a different way. Your reality is your creation, and you can create a reality where everything works out fine, where even though you don't know how it's going to happen, it can happen that everything comes out fine. Miracles just suddenly pop up. And I've seen this happen many times, so I know that it's actually true. But it depends on what it is you are willing to be open to. And I know the thought of, you know, changing the way that you think, things like, oh my gosh, I can't, that's impossible. But actually you can. You're the only one who can. You're the
well,
one
it's not
who
that
determines
I don't
what's
think
right
that way.
In your mind.
I toggle between the two, and that's where, because one part of my brain is like what you say do, and I do it, and I do meditation, and I do try to manifest positive that's going to happen. But then my other brain side, it takes over. So it goes back and forth, and it's just, I mean, miracles happen every day. And 13 days a miracle could happen, and 13 days a miracle could not happen. So that's where it's just hard for me. It's just very hard.
You know, you may want to come up with a thought or a song or something that you can instantly switch to when you start realizing that you're in that worry, that anxiety mode, and you can immediately switch your thinking to that song or that mantra or that affirmation or whatever it is, so that you can not spend time in that anxiety. There's absolutely no reason why you need to ever spend time in that anxiety. And I know that our brains are, you know, that's what we're taught we're supposed to be. We're supposed to worry. We're supposed to be apprehensive. We're supposed to think, oh, my gosh, the worst is going to happen, so I've got to do this, this, and this in order to keep the worst from happening, which actually brings the worst to you because you keep focusing on it. So come up with something that will immediately help you to switch to thinking about what you actually desire and allowing it in your life.
Well, I do that. That's funny you said about the song, because I have made up a song for me, and it does pop in my head, and I do sing it at the most random, probably stressful times. So I do, like I said, I made up a song, and it has just stuck with me for months now. Just wish me lots of success.
I actually see everything working outside. I mean, the energy, it's like if you stay in that energy of creating what you actually desire, that it's really amazing that you find the perfect job and, you know, the money and everything that you're looking for. It feels absolutely amazing, and it's there for you. So the more you can stay in that positive energy, you might want to record your song and just let it play. You know, hear yourself singing it all day, all the time, just to remind you that this is your life, this is your creation, these are your choices, and you are making it more than you've ever imagined.
Okay.
All right, well, good luck. And I don't know why I'm saying good luck, because I actually do see it working, but people say good luck because, well, people like to hear good luck. Okay, well, good luck.
Thank you. That's funny. Thank you so much. And I will take what you guys told me into today. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
You are welcome.
Said everything's going to work out, and I, you know, I told you that too. That's what I'm feeling. Everything is going to work out. You know, think of that good song and everything, and let it, you know, take the stress before you go in to talk to whomever, and just breathe before you be interviewed. And just say thank you to the universe because you've got this.
Okay.
Bless
thank
you,
you guys. Thank
You're
you.
Welcome.
And I'm seeing an image of that. I think it was South Pacific or something. Anyway, the woman was singing, I'm going to wash this man right out of my hair. And I'm hearing you singing, I'm going to wash this stress right out of my hair and send it down the drain. So
that's awesome. And then, you know, you whip your head forward there and back and go in and be interviewed.
That's funny.
Whip that head
okay,
forward. Like
yeah.
I said, whip your head and, like, you know, shake your hair like, I'm here. The person you're waiting for is here. I've arrived.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Cute.
Okay, Kathy. Well, have a wonderful day, and it really is all going to work out, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay.
Little Jackson is walking around. He's saying bye, 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 see ya. He's wishing
well,
Walton,
right.
Bye, 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 see ya.
We've come to the end of another show, so he's right. It's time to say goodbye. We hope everyone has an absolutely wonderful weekend. We will not be here next Tuesday, but we will be here next Thursday.
Okay. Sounds like a plan, Barbara.
Okay. Well, everybody, keep in mind that you have the power to create your own life. So create what you actually desire and not what you're afraid of. And let it go.
Yes.
All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.